Good morning. Remember I told you that our upstream business was going to be the locomotive of Tellurian for the foreseeable future because everything starts at the production. Here we are in the heart of the Haynesville with John Howie, the president of our production company. We're about 150 miles north of our Driftwood site. So it's very easy to get the gas from where we stand today to where we are. So I thought it would be interesting for you to take a look at where it all starts and how it all starts. John, great to be here with you.
Thanks, Sharif.
When did we start drilling again?
So Sharif, we picked up a rig in March of this year and drilled our first two wells. We took a break and we moved the rig to this location.
And why did we start drilling again this year?
Well, Sharif, that's easy. We started drilling this year because commodity prices told us to start drilling.
So tell me a little bit, John. A well like this will cost how much?
Sharif, we're drilling two wells off of this pad, and each of those wells will cost about $9 million to drill, complete, and bring to sales.
And how much production will one of these wells do in the first year?
Sharif, these are very prolific wells. Each well will produce about 5 billion cubic feet of gas the first year of production.
So if my math is right at current prices, how long will it take to get your money back from the drilling?
Your math is usually right, 6 to 8 months.
Excellent. And you mentioned that we started drilling our first two wells. When did we complete them?
We started in March. We completed those and brought them to sales in July of this year.
So what has happened in our production in the first half of this year?
Well, Sharif, our production has grown substantially. I mean, we've virtually doubled it from an average of 30 million a day to about 60 million a day.
And when these two wells are completed, when will they be completed?
We should bring these wells on in December of this year.
And what will happen to our production by then?
Should double again to roughly 100 plus million a day.
And John, are we also participating in other people's production?
Yes, we are. We'll participate in at least a half a dozen wells operated by others here in the Haynesville.
And what are your plans for next year then?
Our plans for next year are to drill 13 wells, Tellurian-operated wells. We'll keep a rig like this busy continuously over the course of a year.
And we'll drill 13 wells, you said?
13 wells.
So take me a little bit through what's happening here behind us.
So, Sharif, what's happening right now is there's two wells here on this pad. This basin rig is drilling the second of those two wells. And right now that drill bit, which is about the size of a one-gallon can of house paint, is 2 miles below us. And we've drilled vertically so far. And at this point, we're starting to build a curve, and we're going to continue that curve until we're horizontal, and then we'll drill a mile and a half out to the north. So 2 miles down and a mile and a half out.
And you practically have a little village here. How many people do you have on site?
Sharif, it is a little village. It's got its own power plant, electrical system, living quarters. We'll have 20 to 30 people here continuously, 24/7, over the 2 months or so it takes to drill these wells.
Now, once the wells are finished, the rig leaves the location?
That's correct.
And something else happens afterwards?
Oh, it most certainly does. So once the rig is finished with these wells, we'll bring in a frack crew. We'll frack stimulate each of these wells. It'll take 50 million pounds of sand, and then we'll bring them to sales.
How long would that take?
The frack job itself will last between 14 and 20 days. Again, pumping continuously, 24/7. And we'll have them on sales within 6 to 8 weeks afterwards.
So you'll have 25 to 30 people here for a period of as much as 4 months.
That's correct.
And after that, do you tie into an infrastructure that is around us?
Well, that's one of the positives of the Haynesville, Sharif. There's ample infrastructure, so we have a lot of good options. We've already identified a pipeline, and we'll build to it and connect the wells to sales.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you were with us to have a little tour of where it all starts. It's right here. And we are going to finish this year at about 100 million a day. Our target is to get to about a BCF and a half of the day by the time we need the gas for our own facility. John, how are you going to get us from 100 million a day to a BCF and a half a day.
Drill, baby, drill.
And maybe looks at some acquisitions as well.
Definitely. So we're continuously in the market looking for companies to acquire, looking for acreage to lease, and looking with people to partner with.
Very good. Thank you, John, very much for this little tour. This is where it all starts. Thank you very much. I'll see you again next week.
Thanks, Sharif.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, well costs, production, payback periods, wells and other capital investments, rig usage, drilling and completion activities, production growth, and acquisition activities. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of September 14th, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.